There goes the full-time whistle blown by referee Kieran McCluskey of Derry, and it looks as if Derry are going to top this Division 2B, and Donegal moving on now to 7 points. They will be second, just awaiting the full-time scores from the other games, but we assume Derry are going to beat Roscommon. Tyrone will beat Wicklow. It's a good weekend for the North West. Derry, Donegal and Tyrone will be the top three in Division 2B, and so the story here from O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. Donegal have beaten London by 2 goals and 26 points to 1 goal and 16. A big win for Mickey McCann's side. They led by 14 points to 8 at half time. Jared Gilmore, the star of the show in that first half, with 6 points, four of them for frees. Brian Dowling had 5 frees for the visitors. Into the second half, London reduced their arrears to just 4 points at one stage after points from Owen Sheil and Brian Dowling. But then Oisin Grant with a goal to make it 1-14 to 10 points for Donegal, and after that they never really looked back. They had that extra numerical advantage on the field of play after Porrick Mullins' dismissal, and in the latter stages, Liam McKinney, who got a fine point, he got the second goal for Donegal. Sean O'Mara with the goal for London, but it's been a good day at the office as the mist starts to descend over O'Donnell Park. Donegal have clocked up another victory, their third in 5 matches in Division 2B. They will finish second in the table, and that means a semi-final against, more than likely, a Tyrone next weekend, and the winners of that will play Derry in the Division 2B final. And the other big talking point, of course, is the fact that with the restructuring of Division 2 next year, it's going to be Derry, Donegal and Tyrone, we understand, all being promoted to that new Division 2. So much to look forward to as I sign off here from O'Donnell Park. We'll have post-match reaction shortly. But that's the situation, Kieran. It's been a good day at the office for the Donegal Hurlers on St. Patrick's Day.